for the Diamond Sea, a weekly mixtape featuring the best in independent music from the 80s, 90s, and today. Here on 88.7 KRVS, public radio for Acadiana.
Good afternoon, it's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Sunny this afternoon with a high of around 94 degrees. Heat index at about 101. West winds at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 78. And on Wednesday, a mostly sunny day with a high near 95. Currently, it's cloudy and 91 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Judith Merriweather will join us a little bit later on in this hour. At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Next up, music performed by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, Rafael Kubelik conducting. This is Mozart's Symphony No. 38 in D major, the Prague Symphony. Recording of Mozart's Symphony No. 38 in D major, the Prague Symphony, performed here by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, Rafael Kubelik conducting. 28 minutes past the hour, this is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Frankie Rolden. She is a member of the American Academy of Dermatology and here to talk about a special screening, a full body skin screening that will take place at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic this Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. I know that that there's been a lot of interest in helping populations in the Acadiana area, that excellent program for healthcare for musicians and other groups that are really trying to get the word out and offer free screenings of various types to groups in our community, at-risk groups in our community. Tell us a bit about why your organization, the American Academy of Dermatology, came up with this idea and how you all partnered with other groups here in the community.
Well, actually, this was actually thought of by the local dermatologists in the area. There's about 10 or 12 of us that get together once a month. We review the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, and we realized that there was a need in the community. We wanted to do something to help out, and so we thought that it would be nice to organize a free skin cancer screening. We contacted the American Cancer Society, and they put us in touch with the Louisiana Cancer Control Program, and they helped us work out the logistics of getting something together. So we're hoping that we can get quite a few people screened. We'll have about eight stations for screening. So over the 3 hours that we'll be there, we hope that we'll be able to screen several people.
So that's quite a few. And you are talking about a full body skin.
Yes, whatever, we'll kind of screen and decide what is appropriate or what the patient needs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely, if they have a family history of melanoma, then we will be recommending a full body skin exam.
And melanoma is primarily what you all are looking for in these screenings.
Right. Melanoma is on the target list for cancers that are on the rise that they're trying to control. It's on the Region 4's Coalition of the Louisiana Cancer Control Program's target list. It's the most deadly form of skin cancer, so it's absolutely the one that we're most concerned about. However, we will be screening for basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything that looks abnormal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about that rise in, well, first of all, maybe tell us what melanoma is.
Melanoma is not the most common form of skin cancer, but it is the most dangerous and most deadly form of skin cancer. It arises from the melanocytes, which are the cells in the skin that make color. So it's typically black or darkly pigmented. It can occur spontaneously on normal skin, or it can arise in or near a pre-existing mole. So things that we look for are new or rapidly growing or changing moles, or any moles that are symptomatic that itch, bleed, change color, or give you any problems whatsoever.
And why is it such a dangerous form of cancer? What is it particularly about this one?
Well, melanoma, it comes from the melanocyte. All cancers arise from our own cells. And so the trick is, how do we kill that one cell that's mutated without killing the rest of our bodies? So melanoma is just one that it's aggressive. The thing that is so dangerous is that it spreads quickly. It can spread to the lungs, the brain, other areas in the skin, mm-hmm. the liver. And once it does that, it's not easily treated with typical chemotherapy drugs or radiation. So if you have stage 4, which means that it has metastasized outside of the skin, then it's much harder to cure. Not that it's impossible, but our one and best way to get rid of melanoma is to surgically remove it. Mm-hmm. So we want to catch it as early and as thin as possible. The number one prognosis in melanoma is the depth. And it's been shown in studies that dermatologists are able to diagnose melanoma at the thinnest stage more than other physicians. So that's why we're making sure that all of our physicians for the screening are all board certified dermatologists so that we can hopefully catch the thinnest and earliest stages of melanoma.
Well, I'm sure there's some people wondering how often you should get body screenings like that.
And there's no set regulation by the American Cancer Society, but it is recommended that you get a screening and at baseline, and then your dermatologist will recommend when is the next best time to have a screening. People who are at risk, light-skinned with red or blonde hair, fair-skinned Caucasians are the highest risk for basal cell, squamous cell, and melanoma. However, anyone can get it. Other things that we want people to know is that if you have a family history of melanoma or a personal history of melanoma or non-melanoma skin cancer, which is the basal cell or squamous cell, you should get screened every year. And then from then on, everyone else, your dermatologist will let you know how often you should get screened.
So you shouldn't feel too comfortable. Say you say to yourself, oh, well, I've got brown eyes. My skin is darker. I don't need to worry about that.
Right. You should get a screening. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend getting a screening once you hit adulthood between the ages of 30 and 40 to have your baseline. And then you can be told how often to go thereafter.
Okay. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Dr. Frankie Rolden. She is a member of the local chapter of the American Academy of Dermatology, and along with the Region 4 Coalition of the Louisiana Cancer Control Program and the Lafayette Healthcare Clinic, they are putting together a free full-body skin screening this Saturday, 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Now, you mentioned that according to the Louisiana Tumor Registry, melanoma rates have been increasing in Louisiana. Let's talk about some of the reasons and at-risk situations that have created this.
Yes, melanoma has been increasing for the past 30 years in the United States as well as other places. Australia is one of the countries that has the highest rates of melanoma. The thought behind that is that it's light-skinned Caucasian individuals that they put next to the equator. So they have higher incidence of sun exposure. Sun exposure is going to be our number one thing that we can do to minimize our risk for melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancers. So the things you'll want to do is apply a broad spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen daily to the face and on the other parts of body anytime that you expect to get any long periods of sun exposure. Wear protective clothing, seek the shade, avoid the midday hours. Also use extra caution when you're near the water, snow, or sand because you're going to have reflection there. And melanoma, it's the number one cancer in young adults aged 25 to 29. One of the reasons is that they have less risk of cancer, less occurrence of cancer at that age, but it's also increasing because of tanning bed use. It's been shown that people who use tanning beds have higher rates of melanoma. It's also shown that melanoma is increasing more quickly in females, young females, than it is in young males. And we think that may be because of tanning bed use. And another statistic that kind of catches your eye is that one American dies of melanoma in every hour. So it just gives you an idea.
That caught people's attention. And you also mentioned earlier that there's just a lot more emphasis on outdoor sports. People are outside, very exposed. And that when we were speaking a little bit earlier before the interview, it also depends upon how many times you're sunburned.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Melanoma has been shown to be more closely associated with sunburns mm-hmm. than it has been cumulative sun exposure. Cumulative sun exposure is going to increase your risk of basal cell and squamous cell carcinoma, but it's actually the intermittent sunburns. So it's those of us who work all year long and then go to Destin mm-hmm. for our summer vacation mm-hmm. and get burned to a crisp. That's going to increase your risk of melanoma.
All right. Is there a website that's particularly helpful for people searching for more information? Perhaps the American Academy of Dermatology, do they have a site?
Absolutely. The American Academy of Dermatology has a website that's very user-friendly. They also have a Facebook page and a Twitter site. The Facebook page will, let you know when there's anything free or promotional through the American Academy of Dermatology, and it also gives tips that are, in conjunction with the time of the year.
Okay, so good place to go for information mm-hmm. and a Facebook page where you can get continual information
Absolutely.
Sent to you. And this Saturday from 9 until 12, anyone can show up. There are no requirements. You don't have to fill out an application. You can just show up
Absolutely.
On Saturday.
Absolutely. We're hoping for as many people as we can get. Just walk on in. If you do want to reserve a spot so that you don't have to wait as long, you can RSVP by email to Ms. Kim Brooks, and her email is kbrooks@lchcc.net.
Okay, and is that the Louisiana Cancer Control Program?
That's right. She works with the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic.
Okay.
So she is one of our members there that's helping out.
All right, so you can email her, but if you're just uncertain and you need to show up on Saturday, that's fine as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. That's what the majority of the people are going to be doing, just walking in. And hopefully there won't be a long wait. We'll have several dermatologists out to do exams.
Okay, and since you were mentioning young populations, it might be good to encourage young people that our listeners know, particularly college age, people in their 20s, to consider having one of these screenings.
Absolutely.
Done.
It's never too early to get a baseline skin exam.
Okay, and before UL starts up again, it would be a good way way to end your summer, having
gone to
the beach.
You won't have to cut
into
your study time.
Exactly. Again, if you're tuning in, my guest, Dr. Frankie Rolden, is with a local chapter of the American Academy of Dermatology. That group has made a project to help people in this area have access to full-body skin screening. That will be at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, which is located where?
It is on Jefferson Street near Borden's Ice Cream Store. Mm-hmm. It's the old St. Anne's Infirmary.
Okay. The old St. Anne's Infirmary, it's a lovely little building, kind of a nice old historical building, so a very personal place to go as well. And I think that would be another plus in having a screening done there, is again, a small, intimate, personal space. 9 to 12 this Saturday. Again, all are invited. You don't need an appointment, and encourage people you know who have not had a full body screening to attend, perhaps. Are y'all hoping to do this on perhaps an annual basis? Or
absolutely. We'll mm-hmm. see how it goes, and we would love to.
Okay. And what other kinds of activities have y'all become involved with, or what other kinds of things do you do with this chapter?
Well, right now, what we've done so far, we've been doing this for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. We are mainly using it as a support group, mm-hmm. I guess you could mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. We exchange ideas. We keep current with the literature. We present challenging cases and get other physicians' input. So it helps improve all of our personal care to our patients and our practices.
And this project helps you to get that information and skill out to the greater community.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Frankie Rolden, again, part of the group that is putting together this free full-body skin screening at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic this Saturday, August 4th, 9 until 12. You can call the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic if you'd like a little bit more information, or if you would like to reserve a space. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present improv theater at Theater 810 tonight at 7:30. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 at 337-484-0172 or emailing actingunlimitedinc@gmail.com. That's tonight, 7:30 at Theater 810 at 810 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Continuing this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls, adapted for the stage by Cody Daigh, as well as Cody Daigh's play for young actors called The Book of D. That will be at Burke Hall Theater on the UL Lafayette campus. Performances will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. For more information, call 484-0172. It is a collaboration between Acting Unlimited Incorporated, Wanderlust Theater Company, and UL Lafayette's Performing Arts Department. Several exhibits on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum, including the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey Collection, artifacts from Egypt when he was ambassador to Egypt in the 40s and 50s. Also, Cora Kelly Ward, A Work in Progress, and Faith and Form, a collection of fine art and decorative art from churches, cathedrals, and private collections in Louisiana. That will be up through September 1st. In Dupre Library in the Jefferson Caffrey Reading Room, an exhibit of the American Civil War. That will be up through August. For more information, you can contact the Dupre Library. In Lake Charles, the First Friday Reading Series presents a poetry reading by Patrice Melnick, 7 o'clock at the Porch Coffee House. The Porch has partnered with the Arts and Humanities Council to present this reading series, which features poets and writers on the first Friday of each month. It is a free event, and the public is invited to attend. Patrice Melnick, of course, is up in Grand Coteau and has a literary reading series that takes place throughout the year at Casa Azul. And she has just published a new book. That's in Lake Charles this Friday, the First Friday Reading Series, 7 o'clock, Patrice Melnick at the Porch Coffee House. On Saturday morning, August 4th, there will be a free full-body cancer screening at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, 9 to noon this Saturday. The clinic is at 1317 Jefferson Street in Lafayette. Patients will be seen on a first-come, first-served basis, and there is no eligibility requirement. It's a partnership between the American Academy of Dermatology, area dermatologists, and the American Cancer Society, as well as the Region 4 Coalition of the Louisiana Cancer Control Program. At Cité des Arts this Saturday, Los Gringos Calentanos will be performing. That's Paul Anastasio and Tina Pilion. It's the music of southwestern Mexico, and Paul Anastasio was immediately smitten by it and has developed his style and mixed it with a number of other different types of music. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts. We will be speaking with Los Gringos later on this week about their performance. Jeunesse Fest 2012 takes place this Saturday, August 4th, from 12:30 until 9 p.m. It features young groups from the area, including Neighbors Basement, The Beatniks, Jebediah and the Rabbis, Chris Torian, Last to Know, The Big Blue, Almost Heroes, and many others. That's starting at 12:30 in Lafayette at Bibi's Patisserie. It's a free festival. All are invited. That's Jeunesse Fest 2012. The Wildcat Foundation presents Primp Your Pit. They are offering low-cost spaying and neutering for pit bulls, and it includes a free nail trim. For more information, you can contact Wildcat Foundation or spaynation.net. The Pandemonium Theater Group presents Barely Air as a play by David Lassig that will be performed at the Grand Opera House of the South August 10th through the 12th. And we'll be speaking with members of the Pandemonium Theater Group next week about their performance. There will be a reading and book signing by Patrice Melnick and Kim Vodica Saturday, August 11th. That will be from 7 until 8:30 downtown Lafayette. And of course, that Saturday will be Second Saturday Art Walk as well. That will be coming up soon. For a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download a weekly schedule or search for individual programs. And at your favorite program, you can listen to archived program shows or download shows to podcast for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely at any time. Either click on the support or pledge now button and make your contribution to KRVS. And learn all of the many ways that you can support us, either by program underwriting, individual membership, or donating a vehicle. If you have an old vehicle, car, truck, or boat taking up room in your garage or driveway, you can donate that to KRVS. On our homepage, there's a red button indicating vehicle donation. You can click on that and fill out information about your particular vehicle or call the toll-free number on that page. Or call us with any questions you may have. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. You're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join From the Top with host Chris O'Reilly. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 to midnight. And at midnight, it's Judy Carmichael, Jazz Inspired. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.